Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Okay, everybody, Tanner the Charlie Kirk Show. Vince Everett Ellison joins us, author of Crime, Inc., Why Black America is Leaving the Democrat Party, and Could It Make a Difference in 2020? We shall see. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That is Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA. That is tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is Vince Everett Ellison, really great guest I enjoyed having on before. Vince, welcome to the program. Lots to discuss.
It's an honor to be with the great Charlie Kirk. Thanks for having me.
You were one of my favorite guests when you had you on. I'm so glad to have you return. I want to talk about this article from the Washington Post. Trump hits new poll highs with Black and Hispanic voters. What to make of it? Vince, what's going on in the Black community?
You and me, Charlie, we've been working it. You know, you've been out there doing Blexit with Candace Owens and with Brandon Tatum, and I've been on talk shows and writing books and doing documentaries. And this is the harvest. It's coming. Everybody's not crazy. You and I have been telling them for years. All you have to do is engage the people and tell them the truth. That's it. And you have so many Republicans that believe that they won't listen to the truth. And they just go into these lily white districts and they campaign there and they leave these people alone. You did the hard work. Y'all went down there. Y'all started it out with Blexit. And then you have your talk shows and you have your documentaries and you're working your butt off, man. You, Candace, Brenda, me, and the rest of us. And this is the harvest. And Trump is going to benefit from it.
Yeah, and I see it happening both anecdotally on the ground with the work that the Blexit team is doing, which is incredible. The face-to-face conversations. You know, Vince, we just had a pastor summit. The amount of Black preachers that are now attending our events, and we're not even trying to do the diversity, equity, inclusion thing at all. They're just showing up on their own because they're sick of the trans thing. They're pro-life. Talk about what issues in particular are making Black Americans reconsider their loyalty to the Democrat Party.
The sexual grooming and the LGBTQ and them fighting against school choice are really the three things, because we know how the Black community feels about vouchers, charter schools. I read this great story in the Post about KIPP academies and how the children are doing so well in these academies and these charter schools all over the country. How these parents love vouchers and school choice, but Democrats fight against it about and they try to destroy it. You go to Baltimore, there's not a school up there that's teaching these children to read on a national level or do math on the national level. The Democratic Party knows this. You go into Memphis, you go into Detroit, you go into L.A., you go into Chicago. These schools are gladiator schools. I sat back this last summer and I watched the five seasons of The Wire, just to see again how bad things were in Baltimore and how they've gotten worse and how everybody knows it. And the Democratic Party's proud of it. They never want to change a thing, and the people are getting tired. And so then when they started talking about sexual grooming children, 9-month abortion, taking away your guns in war zones, a lot these sex trafficking and fentanyl and drugs come across the border and they go right into these poor black communities. Yeah, the black people are just freaking tired of it, man.
Well, and it's also going to make them. Yeah, and
I give them a place to go.
And I want everyone to check out your book, Crime Inc. It's a great book, Vince. It's really well put together. And there is also this arrogance that the Democrat Party has. The white liberal Democrat Party feels entitled to 95% of black support. They don't have to earn it.
Right.
They don't have to go into the communities. And Vince, that is eventually going to break. It has to. Because black America, they're suffering under inflation. They're suffering under crime. I think those two issues, the sexual grooming is huge. White liberal ideas coming into the black community, that dog does not hunt. But talk about the arrogance of the white liberal Democrat oligarchs.
Oh my goodness. They think that the black community belongs to them, as a matter of fact. They have this white savior complex and they have this white plantation mentality. You know, Joe Biden sees the inner city as a cotton plantation, man. He sees a cotton field. And he believes that, and you heard him say that if y'all don't vote for me, you ain't black. You know, he said it. Y'all belong to me. He basically said, I'm going to give this Supreme Court seat to a black woman. Give it to her. Make sure she didn't earn it. And he wanted her, everybody to know she didn't earn this. I gave it to her. You don't have the ability to earn anything, America. They fight for affirmative action because they're telling black people, you can't make it without my help. I'm the benevolent master. It's the same plantation mentality that they've had for the past 220 years in America. You are beneath me. You can only get something if I give it to you. You ain't nothing but the N-word. Do what I tell you, boy. And they have these three inside the black community. They're controlling for them. And I wrote a book on it, The Iron Triangle. The black preacher, the black politician, and the black civil rights groups. And I learned about them after working in a prison for 5 years. And I went down into the black community and saw these young men going to jail. And I said, what's going on here? And they said, evil, rich, white Republicans. Well, I went down into the black community and you see a unicorn before you saw an evil, rich, white Republican down there. You saw nothing but Democrats. And their job is to keep the black community poor, violent, ignorant, and under the control of the Democrat Party, voting for them by hook or by crook every 2 to 4 years. That's their job, and they do it well.
And I really believe, I don't think Trump or Republicans are going to win 50% or 60% eventually. But we're talking about if 15%, if 20% now vote for Republican or Trump, or they don't vote for Democrats, it can really jeopardize some of the Democrats' plans. So let me ask you, do you see more of movement in black men or black females?
Definitely black men. Black men have been, you know, they're opening their eyes to the fact that these people are sexually grooming their children. They're opening their eyes to the fact that they're disarming them and they're castrating them mentally. They are castrating them in front of their wives and their children. They have taken them and they've made criminals out of them. They won't teach their children to read or write. They can't find jobs. Look, I watched the movie Jurassic Park, the first one. Great scene. They are going through the park and there's the T-Rex getting ready to come out. And the paleontologist is excited. He wants to see T-Rex. And they take this goat and he has a chain on it and they let him out the cage. And the T-Rex doesn't come out. And the paleontologist is very, very upset about it. He said, T-Rex doesn't want to be fed. T-Rex wants to hunt. And that's how men are. We don't want to be fed. We want to hunt. And the Democrat Party takes that away from a man. They take away his ability to hunt, provide for his family, provide for himself. They want to castrate him mentally, physically, and make him a boy. And these guys are tired of it, and they're fighting against it. And they're turning to people like you and I, Charlie, and we're telling them, you're men. You have a right to provide for your family, to defend your family, to stand up tall and straight and say you are an American.
I think you're spot on, Vince. So Crime Inc., crime is a big driver of this. But I want to just give you a chance to riff here, Vince. Plug your book, because this is super important. When it gets down, all the politics, all the ideological cancers, when your kid gets shot on the way to school, I don't care if you are black, white, purple, or red. I don't care what you are. It is repulsive to the soul. Talk about Crime Incorporated, Vince.
The Democratic Party is a criminal organization. They're an evil organization. And they use the same tactics as the mafia and all of these other gangs to maintain power. I don't know if the Democrat Party makes criminals or criminals make the Democrat Party. but they use hits through the abortion industry. They use false piety by acting like that they are Christians and they're so great. They humiliate the Black community. They sell their dope and they take away bail and they destroy the public education system. They groom children as they did in the Bronx Tale. They had the boy at a young age trying to get him to join the mafia, and his dad had to come save his son. They are one and the same. They come from a foreign influence. They come straight out of Moscow. They're not American made. This is Marxism. This is communism, what the Democratic Party is today. And they are a criminal organization. My book, Crime Inc., talks about how crime and the Democratic Party are one and the same. They use intimidation. They steal elections. They use conspiracy. All of it to maintain power. They're no better than the mafia. They're no better than the triad. They are no better than any doped out drug gang you see on the street. And we have to come together as Americans and take the power from them.
Listen, as students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest, most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. And these days, in addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you and me. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from my friends at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. My listeners can sign up for free at this special website, which is available for a limited time. It's at charlie4hillsdale.com. I look forward to Imprimis each month, and you can too. It's interesting, useful, and free. The best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale and Imprimis at charlie4hillsdale.com. They're an excellent college, America's greatest college, charlie4hillsdale.com. Vince, do you have a reaction to that Malcolm X clip? If every Black American was trained to be suspicious of white liberals, I think America would be in a better place.
Yeah, that's why Malcolm was so dangerous. You know, he told the truth in a way that people can understand it. These white liberals have always used the Black community for either exploitation or for entertainment. And you're talking about trafficking. In my book, Crime Inc., chapter 8 talks about that. I talk about how the Democratic Party used sex trafficking, traffic human beings, traffic drugs across the border. And they put it all in the Black community. And this is where they make their money. And then all these cartels, as you know, Charlie, they have some of the highest priced lawyers on K Street up there lobbying for them. This is why they won't seal the border, because these K Street lawyers go up there and they give all of these politicians big donations. And the donations come from the cartel, and they won't seal the border. And these poor illegals go straight to the Black community. They settle there. They bring the drugs in there. They compete for space. They compete for space in the schools. They compete for government funding and government benefits. And the Black community is a community that it's always beaten down behind it. And it's done specifically by the Democrat Party, specifically by the Black caucus, who are nothing but a bunch of perverts, liars, psychopaths, and anti-Christian bigots.
Boy, is that true. And now the immigration issue, as you build out, is creating tension. We're finally seeing Black leaders speak out against it, and Eric Adams being one of them, but he's been a little weak. And this is an unholy marriage. It's a forced marriage in the Democrat Party between the third world and the loyalty they get from Black America. They have to choose a team. Either you have an obligation to Black voters in Atlanta and Chicago and Philadelphia and the Black centers of America, or you have an obligation to Nicaraguans and Hondurans. They can't have both.
Yeah, they,
Vince.
Yeah, they have the obligation. They have their obligation to the Democrat Party.
Yes.
That's their God. You know, people can go to my website, VinceEEllison.com. VinceEEllison.com. You can get my books and my my videos and my blogs and everything there and read up on what's going on. Charlie Kirk is a hero. Charlie Kirk has been out there in the vineyard for years doing this. It's paying dividends. Even when Trump lost, Charlie went back out there and started fighting again. We don't quit. We keep going, because the greatest nation that has ever lived is at stake here. And we can't let these Democrats have it for another 4 years. They want to destroy America. And if America falls, we all fall with it. We're on the same ship, y'all. Same boat. And we have guys trying to put holes in the hole because they have a suicide death wish. And that's what this satanic thing is. It's a death wish. They want death. They want to see people die. It's a cancer. It's like a hurricane. There's no rhyme or reason to it. These guys are Jeffrey Dahmer. They're John Wayne Gacy. They're lunatics. They're crazy. Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, all of them the same way. Crazy. You have to, they want to cut off the breast of blood, cut off the, they want to castrate little boys and call a little girl. Cut off the breast of little girls and call little boys. They want to have abortion up to the 9th month. They want to lock children in failing schools. They want to destroy family. It's insanity. And we have to look them in the eye and say, you people are crazy. And we're going to take all the power away from you because I ain't going to let a crazy man drive my car.
Amen. Vince Everett Ellison. The whole audience, you got to buy Crime Inc. Vince, I want you to come speak at some of our events. Your moral clarity on this, you're right. We are dealing with lunatics. These are crazy people. And Yes. They will only stop if we stop them. One of their power sources, everybody, I cannot emphasize this enough, is the non-stop support, the 95% support from Black America. If we disrupt that a little bit, the Democrat Party gets weak very quick. 5%, 10%. Easier said than done, but it weakens right. The white liberal regime. Vince, you're a hero. Thanks so much.
And Charlie, you see that. You see Thank that. You. That's the thing. That's what makes you a genius. You see it and you're working toward that. You're the tip of the spear and you understand Thank it. You. And a lot of people out there don't understand this. Well, they're all over the place.
Thank
but you.
You
understand we got to hit them right there.
Amen.
And then we'll take them.
Thank you, Vince. God bless you. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We are saving babies with preborn by providing free ultrasounds. When you introduce a girl to her baby by providing an ultrasound, you're giving her the truth at the most important time in her life. And more than 85% of the time when she sees the baby and hears the baby's heartbeat, she will choose life. The voices that call themselves pro-choice are loud and proud, and they are everywhere. It might feel like an uphill battle, but there is no better fight to fight than with the truth of an ultrasound. $140 gives 5 mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies. For just $28 a month, you can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. I'm a donor to Preborn, and you should be too. Call 833-850-BABY. That is 833-850-2229. Or go to preborn.org/Kirk. If you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, the opportunity is just right there. Go to preborn.org/Kirk. Woo, there's a lot happening in the country right now. We are not living through boring times. Can you imagine doing talk radio and it's like the Pax Romana of America? No, we are being invaded on the southern border. They're transing the kids. They're trying to kill us. The death threats we're getting are overwhelming. Got a whole team just dealing with death threats. The whole lawfare thing, I got to say, we're very blessed at Turning Point USA. We spend a lot of money on lawyers, but we're very blessed to be able to have the resources because the left, they try to take you out in every way possible. Okay. Russell Brand. Russell Brand is a unique bird. I remember I was traveling with Candace Owens to the United Kingdom. Boy, that would have been November of 2018. Yeah, that was 5 years ago. And Candace was going on Russell Brand's show. Russell was an outspoken liberal 5 years ago. I remember because Candace and I were flying over and we were watching one of Russell Brand's comedy specials that was offered as a movie on the flight. And he was talking in a very liberal way, you know, against Trump and against the kind of rich and Occupy Wall Street type stuff. And it was a very kind of like, you know, engaging in some sort of, I don't know, conspiracy theories. I hate that term, but it was a lot of stuff that was a little out there. And turns out that Russell was right about a lot of it, but he definitely was not a conservative. Understand, Russell Brand was A-list for Hollywood. Cameos in movies such as Death on the Nile, where he didn't even play a major role. It's just having Russell Brand in it was a big deal. I think Russell Brand was also an actor in, was it 50 First Dates? It was one of those movies. Not 50 First Dates. That was Adam Sandler or something like that. Netflix specials. It was all Russell Brand. The guy's hilarious. He's an objectively very talented comedian. So get him to Greek. Is that right? Is that the name of the film? Anyway. So Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Thank you. I was okay. That's similar to 50 First Dates. It's similar. Anyway. He is A-list. Russell Brand. And he always had a very lively way about him. Russell Brand was never boring, almost always entertaining. But COVID and the lockdowns changed a lot. Look at how many people that we would consider to be on the A-team post-COVID that before COVID, they never would have come on our podcast and we would have agreed on nothing. Naomi Wolf, Dr. Pierre Corey, Brett Weinstein, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., even Joe Rogan. The lockdowns and the lies from the FDA and the CDC and school closures and mask mandates, it changed our politics and it changed our cultural dynamics. And Russell Brand is on that list. Russell Brand saw the lockdowns. He said, what are we doing? Now, Russell had a unique twist on it, which I agree with mostly. But Russell, he is a little bit too Eastern of a perspective, but that's fine. He said, you know, we're suppressing the spiritual frequencies of the world by locking people down. I could buy into that. Sure. I know what he's getting at. He says that this is a bad way for human beings to be able to have community and communicate. Russell Brand speaking out against the vaccine. Russell Brand not praising Zelensky. Russell Brand recently had Tucker Carlson on his program. So as we have seen with every major person that dares speak out, Tucker Carlson, James O'Keefe, Steve Bannon, Elon Musk, who is now being criminally investigated by the Department of Justice for a tax issue, if you dare speak against the party, if you dare step out of line, they'll ruin your life. They'll destroy you. They want you in prison. They want you humiliated. Soviet show trial. The Elon Musk thing is so unbelievable what's happening. Department of Justice, Southern District, New York, with an active criminal investigation against Elon Musk because Tesla was going to pay for his home. It's so weak, but that's what they do. Accuse, accuse, target, harass. So now all roads lead to Russell Brand. If Russell Brand would be like Howard Stern, who is a very sad version of the former self. Howard Stern used to be interesting and pro-free speech and love different provocative ideas. Now Howard Stern came out yesterday or the day before. He says, I'm woke and I'm super proud of it. Shaming people for not getting the vaccine. Yeah, Mr. Live and Let Live, Howard Stern. Howard Stern, who's all about having as much sex as you possibly can, but make sure you get your sixth booster. Howard Stern has been fully consumed by his own darkness. And let's be honest. Howard Stern is super afraid of dying because he doesn't believe in God. Howard Stern is he's so afraid of death that his whole life is designed around it. Okay. So Russell Brand is now being hit by a coordinated and aggressive cancellation push. If you go to any tabloid stand in the United Kingdom where he's from, every single paper is covering the same story. Quote, Russell Brand is a sex predator. Russell Brand groomed a teenager. So here's some important facts. The allegations span from the period of 2006 to 2013. Put another way, the most recent allegations against Brand are from 10 years ago. They're easy allegations to make because Brand has been a public about how promiscuous he was as a young man. He even said he suffered from a sex addiction. He also insists that his behavior was always consensual. Now, we don't need to explore the lurid details. I don't care. I don't go to Russell Brand for my moral standards. I think he's a funny, interesting, pro-free speech, pro-liberty, anti-establishment guy. He's a comedian. But we're not laughing anymore. The regime is not laughing. He went from the heir apparent to the regime-appointed spokesperson to crush him. You go, in 2022, one of the most well-funded movies, Death on the Nile, with all the A-listers, right? All the A-listers, a series of movies. They have this new one in Venice. It was kind of a spin from Murder on the Orient Express, right? Every single one of the A-listers goes into this movie, right? I think Armie Hammer was in one of them. Anyway, not anymore. So, but they just kind of put Russell Brand in. Russell Brand is not getting invited to any more of the A-list type cameo appearances anymore. Why? We're a direct quote from the Times of London, quote, all of the accusers said they felt ready to speak out only after being approached by reporters. This is a coordinated hit job on Russell Brand. Several said they felt compelled to do so given Brand's newfound prominence as an online wellness influencer with millions of followers on YouTube and other sites. Wait a second. It's like Russell Brand wasn't famous before that. No, no, no. They're going after him because Russell Brand is saying you shouldn't have to take the vaccine. Russell Brand is talking about wellness, not eating crappy food, increasing testosterone rates, increasing your vitamin D levels. And Russell Brand did what you are not supposed to do. He hosted Tucker Carlson as a guest on his program. Can't do that. They will destroy your life. So based on anonymous allegations from 10 years ago by women induced to make these allegations by a hostile media who openly admit they have political motivations for what they say, Russell Brand's 6 million follower YouTube channel has now been arbitrarily demonetized. There are gangbangers of Crips and Bloods. There are cartel members with YouTube channels. There are rappers that are literally under indictment for RICO that have not had their YouTube demonetized. But Russell Brand gets accused from something a decade long ago, and YouTube demonetizes him. So we have a concept called statute of limitations for a reason. Lately, it's been really popular to get rid of these limitations for entirely emotional reasons, but they exist for this reason in particular. You do not want to have the lynch mob be able to gin up resentment. By the way, are these women getting paid? I don't know. Is this all underwritten by the pharmaceutical companies? It very well could be. Russell Brand is insanely effective right now at pushing back against the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Is Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson coming together and funding this kind of black propaganda against Russell Brand? If I was Pfizer, I would do that. Why not? Take Russell Brand off the chessboard. Russell Brand is getting people to think freely that you do not have to keep on injecting yourself with gene-altering shots, that you don't have to keep on eating potato chips, that maybe you can eat better food, whole foods, that you can exercise, not smoke, not do drugs. By the way, you go to Russell Brand's website, which I did actually before all these accusations came out. One of Russell Brand's main things he's focusing on is incredibly admirable. You know what it is? Helping people break free of addiction. I can't think of a more noble cause that outside of Christianity to help people break free of addiction. I'm Russell Brand's biggest fan in that. Are you kidding me? By the way, now he's sober, he's married, and he has one kid and one more on the way. What a beautiful redemption story. And by the way, he still might struggle with stuff. We all do. No. Russell Brand, now that he has his act together, his life together, he has things oriented properly, they're going after him because he's a threat to the regime. You're paying attention yet? Same thing happening to Elon Musk. Breaking last night, Wall Street Journal exclusive, criminal investigation at Elon Musk. Elon Musk goes from a darling of the media, Tony Stark. What changed? Elon Musk bought Twitter. The FBI no longer gets back-end access to Twitter. Elon Musk has humiliated Yoel Roth. He humiliated Twitter executives. He has liberated Western speech. So you have to take out Elon Musk. This is all orchestrated, one by one by one. And who was patient zero of the modern cancellation crusade? Wasn't Donald Trump. No. Patient zero was Alex Jones. It's not popular to say that, but it's true. Alex Jones is a very entertaining person. People have mixed opinions about him. It doesn't matter. They saw Alex Jones and they said, we are going to test all of our different cancellation systems against him. You're trying to tell me, by coincidence, Andrew Tate, Russell Brand, and Elon Musk all just happened to find themselves embroiled in either criminal investigations or accusations of sex crimes. There is no easier way to discredit somebody than accusing them of a sex crime. It's the easiest way. Meanwhile, you have James O'Keefe displaced at Project Veritas, Tucker Carlson taken off the air on Fox News, Steve Bannon facing federal prison, Douglas Mackey facing federal prison. We have systematically torn down due process for accusations of personal misconduct. They will come after all of us. Anyone that represents a hero, anyone that has courage, anyone that is effective, they will smear you, they will slander you, they will sue you, they will investigate you, they will lie about you, and no one is off limits. If they can go after a former president, Donald Trump, the world's wealthiest man, Elon Musk, and one of the most popular comedians on the planet, Russell Brand, nothing is off limits. But it does show something else, that they cannot win by normal moral means. They have to get to the dark ways of operating. They can't win with debate. They can't win with discussion. The same way with the freaks at NAU. They must go after. These are acts of desperation. And it shows that a new alignment is occurring. They tried this with Rogan, by the way. Remember they tried to get Rogan off the air because he said the N-word 10 years ago when he was quoting rap songs? No one is safe from the regime. Russell Brand included. If I would have saw myself saying that 5 years ago, I would have laughed. It's remarkable. Got a wonderful email here. Charlie, as a parent of a NAU female student, I appreciate your efforts yesterday. Our daughter messaged us stating that you were there. She saw you and were surrounded by an angry, disruptive crowd. She stopped back after her class and was able to speak with some of the Turning Point USA representatives. This was a pivotal moment as she has been very scared and reluctant the last 3 years to discuss any social issues. She just wanted to enjoy her youth and not lose friendships or cause any tension by expressing her conservative views. I am so proud that she was brave enough to approach your people in that environment. There is hope. If she stepped up, I know more of her friends will follow. Thank you. Teresa, I'm not going to say your last name because I want to honor that. That's a very beautiful email. And that is exactly why we do what we do at Turning Point USA. It's exactly why we do what we do. The left cannot win by normal means. They can't. The left cannot win with debate, dialogue. This is why Alan Dershowitz has been kicked off the island. This is why Alan Dershowitz or Peter Boghossian or any one of these classical liberals, Naomi Wolf, they're not invited to the party anymore because they still have an attachment to an American value system that we solve our problems with respectful debate, speech, disagreement. A new regime has taken over America. And the regime is that it's all about power dynamics. As the legendary James Lindsay would say, the playbook of the postmodernists, the playbook of the deconstructionists, is call everything racist, call everything transphobic, call everything unjust until you control it. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Pick a target, isolate it, polarize it, and keep the pressure on. Elon Musk and Russell Brand. As soon as Elon and Russell started thinking for themselves, as soon as Elon and Russell committed the high crime of noticing, they were scheduled for elimination. Here you have Elon Musk, and I know there's mixed opinions, but here is a fact. I'm a big Elon Musk fan. He has created tons of value. He is an entrepreneur who works his tail off, and he is legitimately a genius. And he has liberated Twitter rather effectively. Whether that will remain, I don't know. Russell Brand, a little too Buddhist for my liking. I find him to be hilarious. Those two were selected as heir apparents, as soon as they spoke out, we outnumber them. This is a battle of decency versus the indecent, as Viktor Frankl said in Man's Search for Meaning. And with courage and duty to the divine, the decent will win. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.